You're listening to SBS News.
Unveiling Labor's plan, opposition leader Bill Shorten has described climate change as no longer an emergency but a disaster. And he's bemoaned the lack of energy policy bipartisanship that's led to heated political debate but little real action in the last 5 years.
We've lost 5 years. 5 years we cannot get back. 5 years of uncertainty and infighting have driven up power prices for families. And for small and medium-sized businesses, the power prices have gone up and up and up. So let's deal in the facts. Electricity prices have increased by nearly 19% in the last 3 years alone. That's three times faster than wages growth. In Sydney, they've gone up 26%.
To get power prices down, a Labor government would provide means-tested rebates of up to $2,000 for homes to buy and install batteries to store power from renewable sources such as solar panels, benefiting 100,000 households on incomes less than $180,000 a year. The rebates would cost the government more than $140 million over 3 years. And Bill Shorten says it'd be money well spent.
Solar panels plus battery storage are the conservative common sense option. What can be more conservative than storing energy? It means that power generated during the day, when perhaps the parents are at work, the kids are at school, and there's little demand for energy, can be stored and put to use in the evening when the appliances may be on and the computers are on. It just means, I'm pleased to say, the end of that silly slogan about solar not working when the sun isn't shining.
To kickstart renewable power projects, Labor would inject $10 billion into the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to help them get off the ground. Bill Shorten has also promised $5 billion to modernise the power transmission network, including the construction of a second Basslink cable between Tasmania and the mainland. Visiting an aluminium smelter in Newcastle, Energy Minister Angus Taylor has ridiculed Labor's plan and questioned which industries will need to close to meet the renewable energy targets set.
Labor is going from pink bats to pink batteries. If all of the Bill's batteries were installed, it would keep this smelter, this business going for less than 15 minutes. We need a supply of reliable, affordable electricity, a supply of secure electricity that can keep the lights on, that can keep businesses like this ticking over, facilities like this ticking over.
The Greens have accused Labor of giving up on tackling climate change. Richard Di Natale says coal and gas will continue to get what he calls a free ride under the ALP plan, with no strategy to move from fossil fuels to renewable energy. Senator Di Natale says the policy is no better than the Coalition's ill-fated National Energy Guarantee, the NEG.
When the NEG was proposed by the government, Bill Shorten called it a joke of a policy. Well, Bill Shorten has now become the punchline in what is the sick joke that is climate policy here in Australia. For too long, we've seen political leaders in this country caving in to their big donors, the coal, oil and gas industry, and not taking the action we need when it comes to dangerous climate change.
Economic analysts at the Grattan Institute have applauded the policy, saying Labor's 45% reduction target is far more consistent with the International Paris Agreement than the Coalition's 26% cut. But voters will need to be convinced about the cost. The Institute's Tony Wood has told the ABC he's not convinced by the emphasis on subsidies for batteries and rooftop solar panels.
If we've got the right central policy in place to reduce emissions, then that will make renewable energy more affordable anyway. And if we have the right tariff structures around the way we price our electricity system, which we don't today, they would give people the incentive to store their solar power in the middle of the day to when it's more expensive later in the day. Well, at the moment, it's not more expensive at night. I'm not a great supporter of throwing more public funding at these technologies to get more of them out there certainly in the absence of a clear benefit-cost analysis, which we have not seen to justify the sort of things that the Labor Party is proposing.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.